Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
Karl Anthony Towns had a three-point play to lift the Minnesota Timberwolves over the New York Knicks from the Garden last night. Final score 112-110. The three-point play came with just 29.3 seconds remaining in front of his father, his sister, and other friends and family in attendance. It was an overall team effort led by Anthony Edwards with 21 points. Karl Anthony Towns finished with 20. They'll stay on the road tonight as they take on the Hawks from Atlanta at 6:30. The Minnesota Vikings conducted a pair of interviews yesterday for their vacant general manager job. Their first interview was with Philadelphia Eagles Director of Player Personnel, Brandon Brown. Before this year, he was the Eagles Director of Pro Scouting in 2019 and 2020. He was also the Assistant Director of Pro Scouting before that. He's also been an advanced scout for the Colts, and he also was the Assistant Director of Player Personnel with Boston College. Their other interview was with Kansas City Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Poles. Prior to this season, he had been the Assistant Director of Player Personnel for the past 3 years. He has spent his entire NFL career with the Kansas City Chiefs, which started in 2009. It was an exciting night of college hoops yesterday as Baylor held on against West Virginia, snapping their two-game losing skid by a final score 77-68 in Morgantown. Florida State shocks Duke in Tallahassee in overtime, final score 79-78. Christian Brown of the Kansas Jayhawks hits a corner three to lift KU past Oklahoma in Norman 67-64. Wisconsin's Johnny Davis continues to take the NCAA by storm as he helps the Badgers pass Northwestern 82-76 from Chicago. In a top 20 matchup, number 18 Texas Tech defeats number 15 Iowa State 72-60. Unranked Kansas State goes into Austin and defeats the 23rd ranked Texas Longhorns by a final score of 66-65. This is the Wildcats' second straight win over a ranked opponent since starting Big 12 play 0-4. 24th ranked Tennessee gets a win over their in-state rival Vanderbilt in Nashville 68-60. And UConn beats Butler 76-59 in a rematch of the 2011 National Championship. The Seattle Seahawks are deciding to move on from their defensive coordinator Ken Norton Jr. and defensive assistant Andre Curtis. The Seahawks finished 2021 averaging 379.1 allowed yards per game, which is the fifth worst in the NFL. They also allowed 21.5 3-points per game, the 11th best in the NFL. And the University of Michigan has agreed to a $490 million settlement with more than 1,000 people who say they were sexually assaulted by a former sports doctor during his nearly four-decade career at this school. Individuals and their attorneys will determine how to split the money. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.